All right, Shir Hashirim Aleph Posuk Gimel. The Reach Shmonecho Toivim Shemen Turak Shemecho Al Kein Alomisa Hayvucha. The fragrance of your oils are good. Shemen Turak Shemecho. Your name is somehow equated with poured, you know, oil that's poured, and therefore the aroma spreads. Al Kein Alomisa Hayvucha. And that's why Alomos usually refers to the maidens. Love you, but I will see what Rashi says. Shem Toiv Nikra Al Shem Shemen Toiv. Shemen Toiv is the symbol of a Shem Toiv. I guess because a Shem Toiv is a good name spreads, and Shemen Toiv has a fragrance, you know, like a perfume or something like that. We're not talking about cooking oil, you know, that Shemen Tov, the anointing oil. This has a beautiful, a very pleasant aroma, and it spreads out. Shem Tov Nikra Al Shem Shemen. I guess the moshel, Shem Tov is called when you want to represent it. In a moshel, you say Shemen Tov. Shemen Tov is the, the right word is for the representation of Shem Tov. L'reach shmonecho toivim. Sheherichu bohem afse eretz asher shomu shimacho ha-toiv v'aseischo noiroim b'mitzrayim. It says, L'reach shmonecho toivim. The reach that came out of your shemen, which is your name, yeah, that the afse eretz, all the nations of the world, smelled it. They smelled this beautiful aroma. Asher shomu, or they're hearing your name, shimacho. They heard the shmua from you, hatoiv, the good one. Ba'asoyscho noiroim b'mitzroim. When you did those awesome things in Mitzrayim, you did all the makas and the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim. The world heard about that, and that was to them a reach shmonecho toivim. They heard they smelled this shemen toiv. So so we're now saying to Hashem a praise that the entire world came to recognize Hashem with Yitzias Mitzrayim with a positive image of look at the neirois that he did. Now neirois is a word that bothers me a little bit. What is the neurois? Is what creates the Shemen Toiv? What does that mean? What you did, Nis, I guess, neurois, maybe it's awesome, maybe it's the miracles. See, it doesn't say chesed. See, there's two aspects. There's the godless, the you see the greatness, the magnitude, the expanse, the power of Hashem, and you see the chesed of Hashem, right? So I guess they didn't see the chesed. The chesed was the Klal Yisrael. That was not so, you know. But what they saw is they heard, but what? All of a sudden, all the water turns to blood, and all the land is full of frogs, and all the this, and all the that, and all the other thing. So that's also a shimacho hatoiv. So it sounds like not only hearing the chesed Hashem is considered by the world that they see the good of Hashem, but when you see his power, that's neirois, I guess, refers to the power.
Maybe, don't we say the ability to trust in his chesed?
But, it doesn't say, it says neirois. It only says that. The word neirois means that there was awe, there was fear. In other words, you see his power. I guess that's the two things. There's power. There's power, and then there's the chesed shabbat. They saw the power. The goyim heard, they heard, what are you doing? He split the sea. He makes it frozen in darkness. He makes turns the water into blood and turns the frogs in. Oh, thank you.
Wow,
thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. What?
Okay. Maybe it wouldn't be Shem Tov if there wasn't the ability to do it.
But no, Shem.
Didn't he say that somewhere?
But knowing his power is also Shem Toiv. He has a good reputation. You know his reputation? He controls the whole world. That's a Shem Toiv. You can show, I think that's, let's, I think so. I don't think there's any more in that. That is certainly not indicated. Okay? So they nikro, so Hashem Shemecha, Shemen Turak, nikro Shemecha. Your name is called like Shemen Turak. Lios Nemar Olecho Ato, Shemen Asher Turak, Tomid, Lios Reach, Orev Shaloch, Yoitzelime Rochoik. Shekein derech shemen orev. B'chol eishuhu b'tzluchis chasumo ein reicho noidev. Poischo umarik shamno lekli acher reicho noidev. So you're like a shemen turak shemecho. In other words, your name was not just localized, like a local appreciation of who you are, but like when just like a shemen that has an aroma to it, when you pour it, so you expose more of the shemen, and Mimela, the reyach spreads all over the place. So too the Shem Hashem was it wasn't just contained like a shemen in a tzluchis chasuma where you don't smell anything. Open it up, you smell a little bit. Pour it, shemen turak shemecho. Your name was like shemen turak became a fursum. The reyach hatoiv spread out all over the world. So this again is Klal Yisrael praising Hashem. Okay, let's go back and see what the point of all this is. Leos nemo lecha Hashem turak. Okay, yeah. Bo Yisrael kol hashmua v'nisgayer. Yeah, Yisrael heard this shmua and he came into be misgayer. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? He said, Alkein alamois alomois ahevucha. So this shmua of Hashem's, again, we said the Neurois, that's what brought him to come. He loved you, and he came to be Misgayer. Afrochav hazoino omro in Yoshua, ki shamanu es asher hoivish Hashem, what he did to the Mitzrim, v'alidei kein, ki Hashem elokeichem hu elokim bashomayim. So she also came to recognize Hashem. She heard. I said, well, that's why she protected them. She heard all the Neurois that. So why is it Neurois that we love? This is what it seems to say. It seems to say they heard the Neurois. This Shem Tov, Rashi said, was the Neurois of Mitzrayim. And Al Kein Alomis Ahevucha, they love you for the Neurois. What's that all about? I understand loving for Chesed. I understand loving for Rachamim. I understand loving for Hatova. But I'm loving for fear. I see your power, we love. Ahivucha. He can't, and I understand coming to be misgayer without Ahivucha. He's the one in charge. This is the boss. I want to listen to whatever the boss says. The boss has a club. I want to join the club. I want to be a loyal member. I want to pay my dues. I want to do whatever I have to do. But Ahivucha? Don't tell me fear inspires love. I can't deal with that one. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Okay, now, lo mais ahivucha. No, because I always preach the opposite. You know what I mean? So, oh, thank you. Okay. What? No, we're praising Hashem. We say, your Neurois went so far. Every people heard about it. And because of what they heard, what you did in Mitzrayim, people came to be... Well, no, I guess it affected everybody. I guess the world. Shomu Shem Acho. This is maybe those two people are an example. That's an example. We don't know who else came. Those two people we know. One we find in Tanakh, in Sefer Yeshua. One we find in Parshas Yisro. Maybe there were others. In the stomach there were others. But
that's why they heard about it.
Noiroim. What is Noiroim? It's Noirois. Noiroim. It's Noiro. And there's a... Shomu Shem Acho HaToiv.
That's wrong.
I want to understand. It says Shem Acho HaToiv when you did Neiroim b'Mitzrayim. So the Toiv that he seems to be referring to is the Neirois that Hashem did in Mitzrayim.
That's what they heard.
So I want to know, why is that Alomois Ahevucha? I understand why that's Alomois come to be Megayer.
The Neirois, why they heard it. That's why it spreads out. It's not why they... Like,
and what if they heard the Chesed Shabbat? They also spreads out.
Tavarnas is Chesed Shabbat, but they wouldn't hear about it. chesed doesn't.
And so, so now what? That's what they heard about. And then what?
He doesn't say why they love them.
And
because of the chesed.
But it doesn't say. It says because of the Shem Tov. The Shem Tov is Neirois. Shomu Shem Acha Neirois that you did in Mitzrayim. That's what the Shem Tov is here. The reaction will echo Tovim, Sharicho Behem, Afse Eres, Asher Shimacho, Shomu Shimacho Hatoiv, Basisho Neroim in Mitzrayim.
Say the good is the chesed, and this is just, but if you don't know, if you can't trust in the ability to do the chesed, because he's weak, then you're not gonna love him.
I think you're right. I think you're both right. I think you're both right. In other words, but you're also agreeing with his premise. It's
no.
The Neirois.
And he's saying the Neirois is how they heard.
Yeah,
they
and what are you saying?
And the Neirois is... It's from the Neirois that they loved him.
He does say Shemo Shema Ha'adom.
Why? Because he's good. They know he's good, but now they know that he has the ability.
How do they know he's good? They don't know him at all.
Because he does it for Klal Yisrael. But he also has the ability.
Where do you see the good?
How he took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim.
Well, where's the reference to that? So then you're also so
the Neirois that he did to Mitzrayim for Klal Yisrael.
That's not what it says. It says Ashama Asher Shemo Shemacho Hatoiv Ba'asis Choneiroim BeMitzrayim. It sounds like what Shragi is saying, that Ba'asis Choneiroim BeMitzrayim, that was the vehicle that they heard Shemacha Hatoiv. In other words, if they would have said they did Chesed in Mitzrayim, so that doesn't. The New York Times wouldn't write it on the front page. You know, Chesed Hashem did. Oh, Hashem was, especially to the Jews, New York Times would bury it someplace in the back. Oh, but Neirois, ooh, what the everybody froze in darkness, all the water turned to blood, all the land was flooded with frogs and whatever, Dever, Cher, all this stuff. So, that they heard the Neirois. So, but they heard, and that's mashma a little bit, it says, Shomu, Asher Shomu Shim Acho HaToiv, Ba'asis Cho Neiroim B'Mitzrayim. They didn't hear about, it's not that they heard the Neiroim B'Mitzrayim. They heard Shim Acho HaToiv, when they heard about the Neiroim that spread all over the world, and hey, what did he do it for? So they ask a question. What did he do it for? Because he did Chesed to Klal Yisrael. That's what we have to say. No? It's more mashma like that. No, I think so. I think it's more mashma like that. You hear, Yanki? You hear? I think that's the pshat. In other words, Avada, it's not the Neirois that's going to turn them on. The Neirois didn't turn them on. They didn't come.
What? You just said it was the Neirois that turned them on.
No.
Neirois
that communicated it. So that's what he's learning pshat, what he says. I think that fits in the words. He says, Asher Shomu Shemacho HaToiv, Ba'asoyscha, not the Shemacho HaToiv was the Neirois that you did. Ba'asoyscha Neirois Mitzrayim. By your doing the Neirois Mitzrayim was communicated, they heard Shemacho HaToiv.
Shemacho is the Chesed?
The Chesed Ashkocha Prot. What are you saving? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was
through the Neirois.
What?
Don't we want it to be through the
Neirois? Yeah, no, the Neirois was he's saying the Neirois was the communication. Yeah, okay. Let's see Rashi, wait a second. Okay. Boy Yisro Lekol Hashmua. What was the Shemacha HaToiv? Shemacha HaToiv is Ba'asoyscha Neirois. The doing the Neirois brought out the Shemacha HaToiv. In other words, the point is like this. If you have a good name and you want to get it out there, you got to do something dramatic. Right, you give a good name. I'm such a little tzaddik. I'm so you're always gonna know nothing. You go split the sea.
Why can't you say that the dramaticism was just the fact that it showed that this is God? I'm saying regardless of whether it's good or not, this is somebody.
No, but he says it's the alkein alamois ahivucha. First of all, Shemacha HaToiv is mashma more than just power. But even if you say Shemacha HaToiv is mashma power, but alamois ahivucha, we don't love power. You're not in love with power. The Teretz is. That's the Shmua of Shemacho HaToiv. Asher Shomu Shemacho HaToiv. when they heard Shemach V'atoyv Hashem, which is through the Neirois, I stopped to think, what went on over here? Ah, look what he did. Look at the Chesed, look at Ashkocha Protis. Look how Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Neiro who has all these powers, look how he's metabo with each individual. I heard a rumor that they stood in a room like this, and the Mitzvah were frozen in darkness, and to the Yidden, they were looking and seeing and walking around and seeing everything. That's what goes on. That's already the Shemach HaTov. I would say so. I think that's good. Leo's okay. Shomu Shemach HaTov. Yeah. Okay. Let's for the kid. Boy Yisrael Kol Hashmua. Then this guy Afrochov. Also Alomis Bisulis. The fish Adov Shehadibur Dimehu LeBochur Shahuvosoi Mechabevosoi. Well, if you dugmo Alomis Hein Humois. So Rashi says, what is alomis? As alomis are besulis. So the fi shahadibur dimehu lebochur sha'ahu vosoi mechabevoi compared him to a bochur that his the one who loves him is mechabev him, and therefore we call it according to the dugma, these are the umois. In the storyline, the pshat is like this: that the bochur's good deeds, what he did, they travel, and the one who loves him, she loves him. She loves him because of what? Because of the Shem Tov, because of his name goes out, and she loves him. I understand. Does she love him or doesn't she love him? Huh? Does she love him or doesn't she love him? If she loves him, so what's the Shem Tov with the Reach Noidev and she loves him. What? Where is she holding in her relationship with him? Excuse me for prying into your romantic life, but where are you holding in this relationship with this Bochur? Are you in love with him right now? So you love him. What does it have to do with that? His perfume is traveling all over, and you smell his the Reach Tov. It sounds like that
we just said that's why.
So she didn't love him until now.
Yeah.
It says emotional to she'ahu vosoi mechab vosoi. The one who loves him is mechab of him. The Teretz says
What does it mean?
The one who loves him is now mechabev him because of the reyach, because of the aroma, but not meaning the aroma, meaning the shem tov. In the moshel, it's the aroma. In the nimshel, it's the shem tov. But wait a second. But she's in, wait. No, either way, you have to say love. What? She's already in love. That was my question.
So what's wrong?
What? Ahu vosoi mechabev vosoi. She loves him. No, so then what's mechab of him? Is it the Shem Tov that causes her to love him?
How does this explain the Mitzvos?
What? It's not?
He's trying to explain
Mitzvos. Then it's not comparable to Yisrael.
He's trying to explain Mitzvos. Right?
No.
How's he doing that?
He says, this one who loves him is now mechab of him because of, that's what I would assume, is now mechab of him because of...
What's wrong?
What?
Has that
explained Psula? The Psula, she loves him, and now she hears about all the wonderful things he does, and she loves him even more. When you hear, if you love someone, and then you hear this person did, oh, yo, not Shaykh, I love him even more. That's good. Then what's the comparison to Yisroi?
Shem Tov is so good that it catches people from all
yonder. No, but it's not Alomais who Mechabe Vosoi. Yisroi is not. Yisroi didn't.
No, it's Mechabe was more that how great Hashem's name is.
Good, but the Marshal is to the Alomais Sahivucho. He says that the one who loved him now is Mechabe him more because of the Shem Tov.
Yeah.
Yisroi loved him and now he's Mechabe.
Chayishol loves him because his Shem Tov pulls in people from far.
No, that's not the what? Alomus Ayvucha means they love the good. The marshal is the Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael.
Rachel loves him more because the Shem Tov is so abstract that it pulls him through like Yisrael and
Rachel.
No, in the marshal, right? In the marshal, it's the yeah. Wait, you're right. Wait a second. You're right. In the marshal, it's the umois loving Hashem, which is Yisrael coming in that. In the Nimshal, it's Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael already loves Hashem. The Nimshal is the Klal Yisrael. Isn't that what it is? The what?
The Umos are in the Pasuk.
I'm confused. What? What? The Pasuk is Lerech Shmechotem Shem Alkein Alomai Sahivucha. Alomai Sahivucha means not the Umos. Alama Sahivucha, no, in the marshal means the.
Yisrael and.
No.
It says Rashi.
Lefiah Dibur, Dimeo Lebochur, what? Lefiah Dugmo, Alama.
The Pasuk in the beginning explained it to be a Bochur that whatever is in love with him, so.
In other words, in the marshal, it's the beloved one who loves him. That's what it is. Lafayette Dibur is the text. Yeah, but it's the text.
So,
and then Lafayette Dugma is the Nimshal. Isn't the Dugma the Nimshal? Halamasayivucha is the Nimshal, the Klal Yisrael. The Marshal is the Chosen to the Kala. The Nimshal is Klal Yisrael.
But he said over here, it's
maybe I gotta go. I got my.
He just said it's Lumos.
What?
He just said it's Lumos.
He just. So okay, what is it? So it means that the Klal Yisrael. No, so I guess the Klal Yisrael is speaking. Yeah. So the Klal Yisrael is speaking and saying, "This is you have such a name in this. The Umos come to love you." But then why is it?
Why are they called Alamos?
Yeah.
Why are the Umos called Alamos?
Okay.
Saying because the people was the dame him to be small shirim as a bachur.
So why is it Avos, and that's why Yisro came?
It's not why Yisro came, that's why they're called Alamos. It's explaining why they're called, it's only the dame him. Why are they called Alamos?
And why are they called Alamos?
This is the whole Moshav, it's him being.
So Alomos are the Umos. So the Umos are the one that loved him already? The Umos are being compared to the one that loved him already. The one that loved him
already.
No, Ahavosim Echabavosoi. Yisro came to love him. Yisro didn't love him and then came.
We're saying Hashem so Geshmak. That's why Basulos come to love him.
Ahuvosa means the love was there already. The one who loves him is now mechabev him more.
Yeah, they're mechabev by saying other basulos. See, in the mashal, he's saying the other basulos love the bachar. That's how gishmaki is.
So they.
Ahuvosa is still Klal Yisrael.
The Klal Yisrael loves him, and they mechabev him more. Why? That's the pshat. The mechab of him more.
Everyone loves you.
In other words, with everybody, I love you. But when I hear that everybody loves you, that makes me love you more. So, in the case of Klal Yisrael, when they heard, so when they see people coming to be megayer, that enhances their love. Seeing people who come to love enhances their love. So, in the marshal, we're talking about a choson and a kala and alomois. So what's the marshal? What's the nimshal? The nimshal, I understand. What's in the marshal? Alkein alomos. Who's the alomos in the marshal?
Other basulos.
What?
Other basulos. Not that this one is married.
No, it was the same thing. Oh, another one. That's very good. I love you. Okay? I love you. And when your good deeds get spread all over the world, and I see other people coming to love you, that enhances my love. Very good. That's the pshat. What?
The reason?
Because love is about The definition of love, that's what we use all the time, is appreciating the milas, rejoicing in someone's milas. So when I see other people appreciating you, that means it gives me a deeper sense of your milas. Not only do I appreciate you, whatever, you know, let's say you like somebody and you respect someone, you hear they got wonderful things. Then you hear more things that everybody else respects this person, everybody else loves this person, everybody else thinks this person is great. That enhances my appreciation because there are more, not celebrity. There are more people that feel that way. Mamela, so that's it. So, no, that's the point. So, what? Same thing. When we see, I'll tell you a mashal. I'll tell you, I taina that my kids steiged enormously because as children we went, used to go every, for a couple of years, went every long weekend, we went to these Arachim seminars. And they heard at the end of the symposium how these friar people who had no sheikhs, all of a sudden they're becoming religious. And it left such a roshem because you appreciate Hashem more when you see the power of appreciation that exists in a person who 4 days ago didn't even know anything. It's, you know, when at this one seminar, you know, at one seminar, so they asked me if they thought to someone, a prominent Jew in L.A. asked me if I thought there could be any Bali Tshuva. He said, you think you'll have a couple Bali Tshuva? So I said, yeah, 50% for sure. I knew it was much more. He says, what about Larry? Larry was the one who fought the rabbis, the teachers, the speakers, and everything. He was, everybody turned to Larry. He was an old retired professor. And he, so I said, Larry's going to become a Baal Tshuva. So the guy says to me, if Larry becomes a Baal Tshuva, I'll eat my hat. At the symposium, Larry gets up to speak. Everybody is silent. You never heard. It was like the moment we've been waiting for. Larry says, I didn't want to come here, says it. I knew that what about nothing here, and I spent my whole life searching for truth, and it doesn't exist, and I gave up. But then his wife's daughter became a Balas Tshuva at the last year's seminar. So he says, she bugged us, Sherry, and she said, so I finally came. And I thought, maybe under the black hats they have something after all, he says. I fought them on every point, as you know, and I am convinced that God gave the Torah to the Jewish people on Maimon Har Sinai 3,300 years ago, and I have already enrolled in Or Sameach in Yerushalayim to start to learn. What? So no. So the guy comes over to me, asks after the thing sheepishly, and says, "Can I eat my straw hat?"